Trucking Association loses millions in legal battle over Rhode Island toll tolls. The American Trucking Associations and the defendants they sued, one individual and one agency of the Rhode Island state government, sought payments in the millions from the other side in the battle over whether the state could implement a truck-only tolling program dubbed Roadworks. The ATA could claim one small victory, but ultimately, neither party received the full amount they requested. This dichotomy is why both parties could seek to have the other side pay its legal bills. The background irony is that though an appellate court decision in December 2024 allowed the truck-specific tolls to be implemented, Rhode Island hasn't launched them yet and said recently that it won't be able to until next year. This delay highlights the complexity of implementing new regulations and the need for adequate infrastructure. The fact that the equipment needed to conduct the truck-only tolls is past its life cycle and needs to be rebuilt adds to the challenges. Robert Rocchio, the interim director of the Rhode Island Department of Transportation, stated that the equipment needed to conduct the truck-only tolls is past its life cycle and needs to be rebuilt. This highlights the need for investment in infrastructure to support new regulations. The timeline for implementation is still dependent on various factors, including the installation of new gantries and finding a new collection contractor. In the end, nobody got all that much, though they asked for plenty. Both sides asked to be considered prevailing parties. They both were granted that status by Magistrate Patricia Sullivan, though in the case of ATA, to a limited degree. This decision underscores the complexity of determining who bears the costs of litigation. The biggest request came from ATA. It had asked for just over $20 million for work by both its in-house and outside counsel, the law firm of Mayer Brown, as well as related legal expenses. The state's request was for attorney fees of just over $7.6 million, and other costs of $789,795.19. Despite limited success in earlier litigation, the ATA made its request even though it had a small victory to build on. The ATA first prevailed in front of Judge William Smith in September 2022. However, this victory was not enough to secure the full amount requested by the association. The fact that the ATA could claim one small victory highlights the need for careful consideration of litigation costs and potential outcomes. The ruling last week by Rhode Island Federal District Court Judge John McConnell is a reminder that even in cases where one party prevails, there may be significant costs associated with litigation. This can have a ripple effect on the industry, particularly for smaller operators who may struggle to absorb these costs. In conclusion, the outcome of this case underscores the importance of considering all aspects of litigation, including costs and potential outcomes. It also highlights the need for investment in infrastructure to support new regulations, as well as careful planning and consideration of litigation strategies.